Part 2, Chapter 2, Exercise 1.
Conversation 1. Honey, I'm going to the supermarket to pick up food for Saturday's picnic. Any suggestions?
Well, everyone has been talking about having a barbecue down by the river, so why not get some hamburger and hot dogs?
But how much hamburger are we going to need? And hot dogs, too?
I don't know. How about 3 pounds of hamburger and a couple packages of hot dogs?
Oh, that's not going to be enough. Do you remember the last picnic we went on? Your friend Jim ate about 10 hamburgers by himself.
That's right. Let's see. Then 9 pounds of hamburger and 7 packages of hot dogs?
Okay. I'd better write this down. Shall I pick up some chicken for those who don't like hamburger or hot dogs?
Sounds fine. And 5 or 6 bags of potato chips?
Better make that 8 or so.
All right.
What else? We're going to need some soft drinks.
Yeah, just buy 10 of those 2-liter bottles.
Sure, but what's for dessert? Maybe we could ask Kathy to make a few apple pies like she did last time?
No, not Kathy. I heard she's been very busy working 2 jobs. So we'd better not ask her. Hey, why don't you ask, what's her name? That tall blonde, Susan. The one who moved in across the street recently. I bet she is willing to help you.
But I don't think I could ask her. I haven't got her phone number. Anyway, I can do it myself.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Question 20. What can be inferred about Jim? Question 21. Which of the following statements about Susan is true? Conversation 2. Hello, I am calling because I read your ad in the Sunday Tribune. It said you were trying to sublet a 1-room apartment for the next 6 months. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Certainly.
Will the apartment be furnished?
Yes, the apartment will have a couch, a small dinner table with 2 chairs, a couple of bookshelves, and a queen-size bed.
Great. I just moved here and I haven't bought any furniture yet.
The facilities are very nice. Tenants have access to a small fitness room, a swimming pool, and a coin-operated laundry. The landlord is excellent as well. If there are any problems at all, you can contact him, and he'll take care of everything.
It sounds perfect.
If you're interested, you need to pick up an application form, complete it, and return it to me by Friday along with a check for $25. We will get back to you within a week and let you know our decision.
Do I get the $25 back if you rent the apartment to somebody else?
No, the $25 fee is non-refundable. We use the money to order a copy of your credit report. We need to find out about your history of paying bills.
I just moved here from Japan. I don't think that will work in my case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were new to the United States. In that case, when you fill out the form, make sure you include 3 references that we can contact to find out a little bit more about you. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What does the man want to do? Question 23. Which of the following is mentioned as the facility of the apartment? Question 24. Why does the woman ask the man for $25? Question 25. Where does the man come from? Thank you.